Hey everyone, this is Sportsman93 back again with another video. So I wanted to talk about the recent event of UFC 247 event and how it was somewhat of a good event. It was filled with a lot of controversy, especially with the ending of the main event with John Jones and Dominique Reyes fight, ending in John Jones win via decision. A lot of people were a little outraged by the judges that night and how they scored the fight. For UFC 247, for example, people were a little confused on the Derek Lewis fight. Many people felt that he lost that fight, but he still ended up winning the fight, which was, I can agree with. As regards to that, I feel like he did lose that fight, and I don't know how the judges were scoring that on their part, and how they made to come to that decision. As regards to the biggest controversy of the night was John Jones versus Dominique Reyes. Many people, including fighters such as Izzy, DC, Chris Weidman, and others, gave their take on who they thought won the fight. And many people believe that John Jones lost the fight 3-2 Reyes, while other people felt like John Jones did enough to win the fight as regards to that situation. Now, when it comes to my opinion on the fight, my opinion, personally, I think John Jones wins the fight. I watched it multiple times just to make sure. And after watching it multiple times, it made sense that John Jones won the fight. Yes, John won the fight. People had Reyes winning rounds 1, 2, and 3. And John winning the rounds 4 and 5 in the championship rounds. But I had John Jones winning rounds 2, 4, and 5. If you watch the fight closely in round 2, you could clearly see Reyes started to gas out in that round. As my regards to my breakdown of the fight, from the first round, I think Dominique Reyes really started off strong, taking the fight to John Jones in the first round. Then in the next round, he slowed down a little bit with John Jones edging him in the round 2. And in the third round, he came back strong with the volume of strikes on John Jones winning that round. But then after that, in the championship rounds, he clearly gassed out and John Jones put the pressure on him with an onslaught of striking takedowns to get the decision to win that fight. I'll give Reyes this. This is his first time in the championship rounds, so I can let that slide and I understand how he wouldn't be able to make it past those few rounds because this is his first time going 4 or 5 rounds. But when it comes to trying to win a title and trying to beat arguably the greatest fighter, MMA fighter of all time, you can't be running away in the 4th and 5th round. That looks bad on the judges. You can't do that, especially when you're trying to fight John. You're trying to beat John Jones, not just fight him, beat John Jones. You have to finish that fight strong. That's a bad move on his part, in my opinion. So it looks like we have a Gustafson 2.0 as regards to this. When the fight was over, it looked like both fighters had a lot to say about this. They both made comments on their Twitter as regards to this. Both gave their perspective on the fight. And of course, both of them felt like they won the fight, especially when it was a close decision. They gave their opinion. Everyone else had their opinion on the perspective. And you're supposed to feel like you won the fight as regards to that, especially after Reyes felt like he got robbed of a decision and he think that he won the fight. I think it's going to be a great rematch to anticipate. Hopefully, it will be later on this year, unless John Jones decides to go up to heavyweight division and try to contend for a title. But we'll know how things play out later on this year. As regards to all that, I wanted to congratulate all the fighters who won at UFC 247. Those are my thoughts and opinions. Let me know yours down in the comment section down below. This is Sportsman93 signing off. Peace.